This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Matters of the heart. There's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Second date update time, and Terry is on the phone with us this morning. Good morning, Terry. How are you doing today? How are we feeling?
Hi. I'm doing pretty good. I'm a little frustrated, but that's why I'm checking in with you guys.
Well,
if you can help me out.
It's a frustrating segment, Terry, but like the goal of this is obviously to hopefully get it solved for you, maybe get you a second date if we can play this right. So what's going on?
Well, you know, being a single mom and dating, it's just awful.
Mm.
It's so frustrating. I mean, navigating in the dating world is hard for everyone. But, you know, when you have a kid, you know, you narrow that pool, you know, by probably about half,
yeah,
I'm thinking.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, especially when you got a younger one. You know, most guys, you know, they don't want to take on your mistakes or you know, whatever, however they.
God, I hate hearing that.
They consider it sometimes, you know, you're just left with jerks, you know, who say you did it to yourself or whatever, you know, and that you deserve to be single for the rest of your life and devote all your time and attention to your kids.
Oh, my God.
I mean, at least I've heard that, you know, and I hate to be sound negative or whatever, because I'm sure there's lots of good guys out there, you know, and just waiting, trying to find that.
Well, not those guys. Not amongst that pool that you've defined.
Terry, that breaks my heart. Obviously, you've been out there fighting this stigma. And so who's this guy? Preston? Is that who we're talking about?
Yeah. So, you know, I spent a little time talking to Preston and, you know, met him once prior. And then we met up and had a date. So when I'd met him, Preston, I thought, you know, kind of run into somebody, you know, more special, you know.
Okay.
So, I'd hoped for another date and really, you know, there was just nothing. I hadn't heard anything from him since. So,
well, tell us about your date. What did y'all do?
Well, I was excited when I found out he had a kid too, around the same age.
Oh, nice.
You know, we have lots of similar interests. Yeah, you know, and then we went out on a date, you know, and I got to talk about my daughter, Jess, you know, and that was really fun because I try to kind of keep that out of the conversation because that's usually kind of like a mood killer.
You didn't have to pretend like she didn't exist.
Yeah, God.
That's really good.
That was pretty awesome, you know, and he gets it, you know, he's a single parent, you know, so we've seen some cute videos and stuff and like that, I just thought it was weird. He's just like in the wind, nothing, you know. I had texts and calls and, you know, not trying to be a pain in the butt or anything, but, you know, I've definitely put myself back out there and just have not heard anything at all.
Well, based on what you were telling us, my first thought would be, okay, maybe the kid's scared.
No, but he's got one too.
Yeah,
so
I don't know what to say.
That's off the table.
All right.
You know, even thought maybe he wasn't into me, you know, but I thought maybe, you know, we could maybe get the kids together, you know, or we could have been friends at least, you know. I mean, you know, it's tough, you know, like even making parent friends, you know, like parent play dates or whatever, even if it's just, you're just friends or text or, you know, hey, how is it going? You know, it's a lonely world sometimes out there. You know, this is a tough time right now for people.
That is a good point.
And so no text, no calls, no nothing. It's like just, again, getting all of that written off. That's all right. Look.
Yeah. And we had some decent chit chat going on prior to meeting up, you know, so that's what makes it strange. You know?
All right. Well, again, Preston's who we're talking about. We're going to get him on the phone. We're going to talk to him, see what his side of the story is coming up at 7:25.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
We heard Terry's side of this date with Preston. They're both single parents. So Terry was excited. She thought that maybe she'd found relationship material. Maybe she just found friend material.
I know.
Because I agree. God, it is hard to make parent friends.
Right, that's why I'm really hoping we can make something happen with this, because I you can tell that she's had a hard time with this.
Or the kids could have just been friends.
Yeah,
you know?
What's wrong with that?
I mean, we want to get some answers. That's why we've got Preston on the line. Hey, Preston, are you there?
Can you guys hear me? Hello?
Preston, hey, we're Frito and Katie. How you doing?
Hey, there you are, Frito and Katie. How you guys doing?
We are good. And Preston, we have got this fabulous second date package with your name on it. All you have to do is go out with someone that you've seen once before, and we get to pick the broad. So any guesses as to who we might be calling about?
Yeah, you don't even need to tell me. It's going to be Terry, isn't it?
Is that a good thing? Is that a hopeful thing?
Yeah, not really. Listen, I don't date much. I'm a single dad.
Oh, so you can just narrow it down, because there weren't many options from which to choose, I guess.
Well, absolutely.
Why wouldn't you want to see Terry again? Like, did something specific happen or what?
All right. Look, I hate to be negative. Let me give you the upside. She's beautiful. Okay. She's got a great personality. She got a great...
Oh.
But as a parent, man, she does some stuff that I just think is horrendous. Absolutely wrong.
Okay.
Like what?
Yeah, this should be good. Enlighten us with your perfect parenting.
Oh, great. So she's on the phone. What was this, an ambush, guys?
Yeah, no. I mean, not an ambush as such, but she's just trying to figure out why you didn't want to see her again, man.
All right, listen. One of the worst things I could see is a lack of respect. Her kid calls her by her first name. Calls her Terry.
Are you... me. That's all, because that's so horrible. Someone call CBS. My kid knows my name.
No, come on. It's more than that. I mean, it's the interaction with you guys. It's so cold. I mean, the way you two are together. I mean, you showed me the videos. I saw the videos.
I can't believe I saw anything in you. You're
okay.
I mean, it's just a phase she's going through. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Force her to call me mom? I want to level the playing field. I am not just an authority figure to her. I'm trying to be a friend. You know, she can make her own decisions. You know, I you do well to remember that too on your end. I'm just sure like a military camp over your house is going on. You strike me as the type. I bet you spank your kids too.
Are you serious? You're not the boss of her. Come on, of course you are. Your daughter is 5 years old.
She's
all right?
Five?
Yeah, I really... She's five. Yeah, I mean, you are the boss of her. You've got to develop something with her, not as a friend. You know, I don't want to talk or tell you how to parent, but, you know, as her mom, that is your primary function. I mean, what are you talking about with all this other stuff?
I'm talking about independence.
Oh, at 5 years old? Guys, I wish you guys could see these videos. I mean, it was like watching Mommy Dearest or something.
Wire hangers.
She had all these, yeah, she just had all these videos of her kids just losing it. Her kids just losing it. I mean, the girl, she threw a tantrum and she'd burn herself out. And Terry was just laughing, man. And she was just filming it. I mean, why would you film that in the first place? What a strange thing to do. I mean, it's obvious this kid does not respect you. And I can see why.
No, it's obvious she's five. You know, five-year-olds get emotional and lose it. You know, sometimes it's funny. You've never laughed during a tantrum. You know, if you have never laughed, you know, you're lying. Just because she's called me by my first name, that doesn't mean she doesn't respect me. I feel I'm teaching her to make her own decisions and not just blindly taking orders, you know. And, you know, if you don't feel like that, well, then you.
Okay, cool, mom, yeah. No, I don't want my son to be raised that way. Sorry.
Mm. Oh, so I think I already know the answer. Like, Frida already knows the answer.
Yeah.
But any way that this could be salvaged? Like, there's clearly a parenting difference here, an ideological difference. But do you think, like, y'all might be able to work it out over dinner, talk it out, anything, or what?
Absolutely not. No respect for this lady.
No respect. Good Lord. Well, guys, I appreciate the time, at least. Thank y'all so much for being on the show today.
Mm-hmm.